Scano Sego Sigoli on E. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM news. The Mississauga of the Credit First Nation held their annual Health and Wellness Day on Wednesday, March 29th from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m. However, this was the first time it has been held in 2 years due to COVID. Acting Health Lead and Community Health Nurse Margaret or Maggie Copeland has been serving the community since 2017.
What we do is for community members is we bring in services like hygienists and also highlight some of the services that's provided within the community, like home and community care, the community health, our mental health team. And then we also reach out to other health services like palliative care. And so we have these booths set up there for individuals. And we're having our students from LSK coming through later in the day. So it's an action-packed event. And it's the first one since COVID.
The event brings many of the community health services together so that community members can ask questions of health providers. It also serves as a reminder for people who may need to contact their doctors or dentist about scheduling a visit.
Life gets busy, and sometimes, you can't get to your appointments off reserve, but if they can be brought here, more convenient and accessible, I've heard that that's been very helpful. A lot of, we've seen members say that I didn't want to go get tested because that takes so much time out of my schedule, but when we bring that service in, it shortens that gap, and we can service them faster and better and quicker and more thorough, And the same thing with the Hep C, we offer that every month, every last Friday of the month here at the Community Health. We do that. And we also offer the catch-up series of immunizations. You don't have to book an appointment. We know we're here 5 days of the week for that, for youth and children.
Copeland says the event has benefited the community in several ways.
It brings all the services together under one roof. It gives members options. And it's also ones I guess I've got to book my immunization appointment is one. The other is seeing their dental hygienist for checkups and such so that they can, be able to tap into these services. And also beginning the discussion and talks about palliative care, end-of-life decisions. And so it just becomes more of an educational awareness. And we don't do any services there. We don't do eye exams. We don't do that primary care.
In addition to the health services, there was door prizes and a hot supper served on a first-come, first-served basis. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.